Yo, what's up? This is DJ Red Handed, a.k.a. Red Handed, a.k.a. the most underrated, and you're listening to Tough Talk Radio, baby.
Because I do talk tough and I do do tough things.
Easily. As slick as you can. Easily. Easily. As slick as you can. There's a man coming into town. He don't wanna know that he'll be around. Like a cat that's stalking his prey. He don't wanna let it get away. So he's easy.
Sit alone in my four-cornered room watching hard boy. I feel like I'm crazy, my brain on drugs, my bulletproof on run. Flat, later at night, I'ma look for cuz. I sit alone in my dirty-ass room staring at candles. I on drugs, all alone with my hand on the Mac-10 handle. Skipping on you niggas.
There's a man coming into town. Don't wanna know that he'll be around.
Cause just ride through his hood, and when I see that chump, I'ma jump out the truck and dump my gun.
Like a cat that's sparking his brain. He don't wanna let it get away.
So you scared of that kind of shit. Hear me on the song and say, he pop a lot of shit. Too much of that gangster music. Nah, this reality rap. I really go through it in interrogation rooms. I don't crack. Nigga, I got none for ya. Talk to my lawyer. Shit, nowadays it's hard to kill. Be careful where you pull that trigger. They got you on film. They got eyes in the sky. We under surveillance. That OnStar on your car. Track anywhere you been. Gotta watch what I say. They tapping my cell phone. They wanna sneak and peek inside of my home. I'm paranoid, and it's not the weed. In my rear view mirror, these cars, they follow me. So I bust rights and lefts, lefts and rights, till I stop seeing those Impala headlights. Then I circle my block to make sure it's smooth before I go upstairs to my four-cornered room. I sit alone in my dirty-ass room, staring at candles, high on drugs, all alone with my hand on the Mac-10 handle. Yeah, yeah, skinning on you niggas.
There's a man coming into town. He don't wanna know that he'll be around. Like a cat that's stalking his prey. He don't wanna let it get away. So he's easily.
Easily. The band, certain artists, you know, me being one of them, you know what I'm saying? I used to ban our shit from BET and certain platforms. When we were talking about gang shit, now everybody named Mama is glorifying our lifestyle. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, Cardi B and all the rest of the motherfuckers, T.I., G.B., all these motherfuckers glorifying our way of life, and, you know what I'm saying? Try to fucking shut us out the money.
Hear that.
You know what I mean?
Right. I'm
going to tell you this, right? Sit back, nurse your drink while we're talking, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's get ready to rumble!
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I was a fiend before I became a teen.
Like a lot of these rappers, you know, that shit is a persona.
I got a personal issue with Chris Rock with his little cannoli. Because what I'm saying isn't true. How the fuck do I know that he ain't Chris Knight? How do we know that?
On that social media, you have to be letting people know where you are, what you're doing, what you're going to be doing. So that's not street etiquette.
That porn star image that you see, that Jimbo-like image that you see on Fox News, that's your man, Roger Ailes.
Know what I mean? I was a fiend before I became a teen.
You know, and we ain't even get to our guests right now. That, you know what I mean?
What?
They on some bullshit.
Oh, here we go.
The microphone.
I don't care what you say, Louis. This is me. I know you.
This Tough Talk Radio. This Tough Talk Radio. When this reason talking, and everybody is talking. So put your ear muffs on. This is Tough Talk Radio with your host. Mr. Preston and Rich Martini.
I do talk tough and I do tough things.
This is Tough Talk Radio, and I am your host, Rich Martini.
Shaken, not stirred.
And alongside Mr. Who?
Mr. Preston, the one and only.
Show me the money.
Also, the legend, the god, whole god over there in New York.
But monster.
Rock Ness Monster.
Yeah.
And on today's show, we got the legendary artist, the one and only.
What?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your Mr. boy, J.O. Felly. Felly.
The life I lead, the average nigga would have broke down a long time ago. Try to bang at a show and get slumped like the crow. Well said, full of land, put a racist crack in a bed. They couldn't understand it, how we came so deep in blue and red. What type of nigga you know wears a toe ring? And man, he still wears his brief public hair. In the deep, I mean pubic. Nigga don't say nothing unless you gon' do it. Knew it, hit it with and got his tongue pierced. Pussy gets shedding tears, pussy gets Britney Spears. Yeah, the rifleman here.
Hey, what's good, man? What's good? What's the deal?
Hey, man, we going to jump right into this thing, man.
Pause.
Now, I'm going to take it back, man, because I know you got a lot of good things popping off right now, man.
What? No diddy.
But I'm going to take it back to, man, back in the day in San Diego, man. You was one of the ones that really put San Diego hip hop on the map, man. Talk about your journey, man, back in the day.
Oh, man. Shit, to start off, I was on a fucking run from I violated my parole with California Youth Authority, and I had to go back to the East Coast till I turned 21, and I ended up getting managed by a guy that knew Jam Master Jay, and that's how it all started. You know what I'm saying? I ended up putting out my first album called Take a Ride, and I put that out through Jam Master Jay Records from a legendary group, Run DMC. And the first thing I did was some soundtracks and stuff like that, Jason's Lyric soundtrack.
I knew I was gone before they even put the handcuffs on. A whole chicken in the back of the throne. Rocked up.
Show soundtrack.
Bullet notes dedicated. Faded, I straight made it. They drinking Bruno on the yard. They celebrate it.
You know what I mean? Just different stuff like that. You know?
That's crazy. You know what I mean? I be honest, I never knew that is how it all started with you. I mean, we seen you doing your thing. You was all over the MTV at the time. You know what I mean? Want to date myself.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, though, that even back then, San Diego, West Coast made its way. And there you are recording with the legend himself, Jam Master Jay. That is crazy. You know what I mean? You know, that speaks volume as far as you as an artist.
It was real cool, man, being able to just go out there and be a part of that whole, you know, hip-hop situation. With being in New York and being able to record and just getting the whole vibe of being out there and kind of like take your raps to the next level, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like a different situation when all you hear on the radio is awesome.
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm ordering food on the fucking
thing. That's what it is. We all the way live with this.
You know what I'm saying? It was just a blessing, man, being out there and fucking with guys like Eric Sermon and Red Man and you know, different rappers that Jam Master Jay was down with, man. And it just, you know, kind of got me seasoned. I went on the first tour with Method Man and Red Man. The Man of the Month tour was the first tour I went on, and even had Biggie Smalls was on that tour too. You know what I mean? So, you know, I was getting seasoned, man.
What?
Way back.
What did you just say?
I remember, J.O. That was a big deal.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on here?
Salute to you, J.O. That tour was a big deal from New York. You were signed to Def Jam, right?
Yeah, after I released my first album, Take a Ride, after that situation with Jam Master Jay, I signed directly to Def Jam in New York. So, yeah, I was signed for a fucking 10-album deal with Def Jam. I had a, you know, direct deal for 10 albums and shit. Leo Cornett got the situation over there. So I'll still be putting out albums right now, but it, you know, request to be released from my contract. If I had the proper people with me, they probably were like, we ain't leaving this motherfucker. We gonna stay right here. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was just me fighting battles myself. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like I had to be the hardest and the guy handling the business.
So,
I mean?
So talk about that. What were some of the things that kind of led to that? You know, I mean, you know how it is when you get older, you grow, you look back on situations and say, man, maybe I should have did that differently. But what were some of the things that kind of led to that separation?
You know, with me not understanding really how certain things were working at the time, and they, you know, they would fuck around and push your album back and shit like that. And, you know, and it sometimes it'll get, you know, it'll frustrate you, you know what I mean? And be like, you know what I mean? You just get tired of motherfuckers telling you what to do, you know what I'm saying? And controlling the narrative. And when you're dealing with the major labels, you can only put out so much material, you know what I mean? It's just a fucking control thing. You know, it's like you're being controlled. If you don't have a proper situation, you ain't gonna control the narrative, and it leave you in a situation where, you know, you ain't calling the shots, and then they show other artists more promotions and more marketing, and they put more into those artists. You know what I'm saying, so it's like you gotta have a proper, you know, people in your corner fighting the battle with the labels and shit to make sure you get everything you deserve as an artist. You know, and that wasn't the case. You know what I'm saying? It was like I was just there being the man that got to fight the battles with them and being an artist at the same time. So right. It was kind of frustrating at times. You know what I mean?
I can imagine that's frustrating, but yeah. You did manage to get an all-time hip-hop classic, you know, big track with Red yeah. Man and Method Man.
What? I said I can give it to you, but what you gonna do with it? I can give it to you, but what?
How did that come about?
Man, Meth, we went way back. We I've been knowing them back when they put out Protect Your Neck, the first single they ever released. You know what I mean? I know Papa Wu, rest in peace, you know, the whole camp. So it was kind of a no-brainer. Method Man, he didn't charge me a dime for the verse or none of that, you know what I'm saying? Wow. And we had Old Dirty Bastard was rapping on the record first, but he tried to charge a lot of money, and Method Man got DMX to do the verse instead. You know, so that's how it all came about. Meth really helped put the whole situation together as far as getting the top, you know, the top-notch artists, you know, as well as itself, you know what I mean? So, you know, DMX is one of the hottest rappers in the country at the time, and it all worked out.
That's I'm just crazy. Fucking amazed right now listening, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. This is enlightenment right here. Like, I didn't even know. I mean, like, I can always vouch for how, you know, Method Man is a good dude. Like, if you're lucky enough to call him your friend, you're a lucky individual, real talk.
No doubt. And that was definitely one of those situations, you know, because, you know, they more boys than we were, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Old Dirty is in the group with him, but he wouldn't allow, you know, him to try to, you know, get over, you know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, that wasn't fair. He's like, man, I ain't even charge you a dime. And he was looking at the fact, you know, the how we knew each other that long, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, nigga, we finna get somebody else more cracking on there. And DMX was doing this shit at the time. So that definitely was one of those situations where he looked out and made it right, you know what I'm saying? Because he knew the importance of that record for me and trying to get me a hit record, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that definitely was one of them calls, man. Shout out to Meth.
Meth is one of the only people I really, one of the only real rappers that I consider a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, son has always been on some, anything you need, bro. Like, I don't want to hear nothing. Just ask. Just let me know when I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just always been his mantra when it came to rock, man.
That's what's
up. But mind you, there are people that I know that know him, but they do not know him. It's like they've been around him hundreds of times, and it's like I've worked with this nigga. I've met him hundreds of times. I've still never met him. Like they haven't got past like whatever wall, you know, his invisible wall that he has up. You know,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you know whatever his aura, his mysticism, his magic, niggas can't get past that, and you know they never get to know, really. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just for anybody. So that's when I say, if you could say that he, you know, if you're lucky enough to call him your friend, you's a lucky motherfucker, because everybody don't just get that.
Well, you know what, Rock? I'm gonna say this. I feel that way about you.
You're damn right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I tell people all the time, man, when you get to know Rock and you really get to know Rock, you's a genuine dude. Like,
yeah, but a lot of people don't get to know me. You know what I'm saying? And it's by design, because, you know, everybody ain't for everybody. Like, you can't just be giving yourself to, you know, you got to protect your energy. Everybody, you know, we know that. That's what the kids say today, right? Protect your energy, right? it's a big deal, you know what I'm saying?
Pause.
You can't just have any and everybody running up on you with the whatever.
No diddy.
Because they start imposing themselves on you.
Period, point blank.
You know what I mean? Taking you out of your zone and shit, but you know that's a real thing. Like, I'm pretty cool to niggas, but it's not every nigga. That's all.
Nah, I hear that.
It's your man, Mr. Preston, the one and only, and you are listening to Tough Talk Radio.
Take a ride, won't you take a ride?
panties in my hotel room. And I'll be coming back for you again. Living to the side, cause you was the same way. But put it loco, the way these sushi swag. Put it loco, the way these sushi swag. Like this, like that, like this, like that.
Jumping off with me, but what's poppin' with you? Peekaboo, I see a jock in my food. Bring it on with the come on. We can get it on till the break of dawn, looking up all night long. Hit me at the room, boom, I bring those flowers, just some Jimmy hats in a couple of hours. And if you got a gang of kids, I don't discriminate. I know you can't wait, cause you know I'm about to penetrate. Tay-Tay, I hope your baby kids are sleeping. About 1:30 in the morning as I'm creeping, ready to get my pig on, ready to get my dig on. Hennessy and Coke, so now it's time to get my squig on. You ain't never lied. Do not disturb as I pull to the curb, cause we gon' take a ride.
Sick with it, hard to maintain in this world of pain, but I'ma serve these rhymes like Dom Kane.
Check it out.
Why can't we just chill and get along, motherfucker? What? The views you choose to use is wrong, motherfucker. Relax, me and Baby S got it mapped to a T. Just ride with me, battle cat in the back with a sack on D. Rhyme with the young OG. Dipping down the shawl, fuck all of y'all. Now we bounce, rock, skate on threes.
On threes.
We can freak it. You want to,
they want
that if you want to, but come and educate me. No, that we can freak it. Freak if you want to,
bounce
that if you want to, but come and educate me.
And let me tell you how I started on the grind for mine, living life in my rear view. S nigga here, you about to drop the bomb. Record one in Blue Palm, the Yukon. St. John hooked my shit up bomb. Full controlling, rolling with my nigga from the pound. Put my shit in full control with bitches all around. Make me feel like a G once more. He once flow for free, now it's all about the G's and heat.
Oh yeah, blaze up a whole stack to the head. We wear khakis, nigga, fuck jeans. I'm sure all the G's know what I mean. Lil' Lokes, young G's, no G's. We wanna smash for cash and that's it. We hit the stash, we dash and that's it. We don't flash, we mash, we blast shit. And we don't give a fuck about a bitch.
Yes.
We can freak it. Freak if you want to.
Bitch.
Die if you want to. Throw it up, nigga. Give it up, nigga. Throw it up, nigga. Give it up, nigga. Throw it up, nigga. Give it up, nigga. Throw it up, nigga. Give it up, nigga.
This is Dub Talk Radio, when the streets is talking and everybody is talking.
We back at it, bro.
I feel like when Death Row and Bad Boy had their little beef, it seemed like they took all the companies, all the machines up out of L.A. and New York, and almost went down south where they was giving those guys situations so they could eat. You know what I'm saying?
This talk, talk.
I can imagine when this East Coast, West Coast thing kind of jumped off with your relationships with a lot of the East Coast rappers. I can imagine that kind of had you torn a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, because I look at it like at the end of the day, none of us don't own none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? This ain't our motherfucking gym yet.
Facts.
You know, we fight for some shit that don't none of us own. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of weird. And I never got involved with that bullshit because really at the end of the day, you know, it's, I mean, I am who I am. So I never really gave a fuck, you know what I'm saying, about that situation. It really was more, it wasn't how the media was making it out like it was East Coast, West Coast. It really was Death Row and Bad Boy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Really the motherfuckers that had the issue. So for the most part, I never got involved with that shit because, you know what I mean, I had absolutely nothing to do with that shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's
so I
up.
Kept on being who I was, and being in New York, and my stomping in New York never stopped. You know what I'm saying? Right. Shit, that was like a second home. I used to live in New Jersey and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it never affected me. You know what I mean?
See, I was going through that. I was going through the same, just pretty much the same thing on the East Coast. Like, it's the reverse. Like, cause we always, from day one, like, I always had wild love on the West Coast. Like, from y'all to you know, the, remember Bigga B from Unity in LA? And, you know, I'm like, all of my experiences in California was always dope. And so, when all of that started, and to be, you know, to be completely honest, we had issues with Biggie and that at that time. You know what I'm saying? So it was, we could definitely see to us, it was blatantly obvious that that wasn't an East Coast, West Coast beef. It was more so a Bad Boy, Death Row beef. You know what I mean? But we still got looked at, you know, a little, well, I don't know if we got looked at crazy, but it was, that question was asked, you know what I mean? To us, like, how do y'all, it was asked of us a lot. And it was like, East Coast, West Coast, East. Like, we didn't even get along with Bad Boy at the time. So, we was out there. Like, we didn't see no East Coast, West Coast, East. We just saw a Bad Boy, Death Row beat. You know, I always spent a lot of time in Cali. Cali is my happy place. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I was just watching this footage on YouTube, and they were interviewing Sheik. They were interviewing Sheik Luke. And he was just saying, Suge Knight was one of the first ones that came over and was trying to sign the Lox before Bad Boy. And it was Mary J. Blige was the one that was putting the Lox out, that was putting, you know what I mean, getting them out there. And that is crazy.
Shout out to Yonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look back through all the bullshit that the media had put out there and everything, there's more to the story than just, oh, it was a West Coast, East Coast bullshit.
Yeah, it might have. You know, I done heard all kind of stories. I done watched all kind of vlogs on TV. Like, the whole East Coast, West Coast, the whole Death Row story to me is like, that shit is mad clickbait for me. I will click on almost anything that's Death Row related. And you'll hear a lot of theories of how it wasn't even Bad Boy and Death Row. It was more so Puffy and Suge,
right,
is one of the things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like, you know, it's so many layers to that whole situation. You never know. But I know that the East Coast, West Coast beef was, like Dale said, that was a lot of media, you know, putting fluff on that right there. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Nah, that's what's up.
We're blessed to see that J.O. is doing his business again. So tell us about this Sir Jinx album. You know what I mean? How did all that come about?
Oh man, it's a dope story, man. Like, shout out to Jinx, man. He came out here and stayed at the house for like a week, and he got a whole lot of my music arranged for me. And we went to the studio, and he arranged and it, did the skits and everything like that, and you know, helped me get the situation all the way ready to be released. So we put out two CDs, two projects. One called Hood Invasion, and the other one is called In the Trenches, and it's powered by Sir Jinx. They out on all major platforms. You guys can check them out. I have a record called Get Your Feet Whooped, as well as a record called Run It with my boy Sly the Piper that records with Dr. Dre.
You seem like you got like a chip on your shoulder, you know what I mean, coming back after being away for a little bit, taking a break. What inspired you to come back?
Oh, man, you know, my love for the game, my love for, you know, for rap music. You know, it's, I've been rapping since I was 8 years old, man. I always knew this is what, you know, I wanted to be, and this is what I wanted to do. And it's, I really have a genuine love for it. And it's crazy that when you get in the business and got to deal with all the, all the headaches of what comes with that, it kind of takes away from the love of the music. You know what I mean? So first and foremost, I'm just glad to be back and still having a passion for it and having the love for it. And, you know, when it comes to me, I don't have a generation gap or none of that bullshit. You know what I mean? So I'm just having fun and I look forward to, you know, connecting the dots and collaborating with a lot of, you know, artists that's doing their thing. So I feel like it's a new day for me and I'm just excited about the future, man. And I ain't putting out no bullshit. That's one thing. If it wasn't dope, I wouldn't be fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't on the level to be able to compete with everything, then I would have been hung it up already. But I'm thankful that I study my craft. I never stop learning and studying what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like a boxer. I can't stop. You know, I ain't rusty. You know what I'm saying? So if you get on that mic, you better bring your A game because, you know, I'm not playing. You know what I'm saying? With nobody. I'm really concentrating on what I'm doing and I'm doing a lot of features for artists and they're trying to pay me to do the features as well as the videos. And I got a lot of work. Just about to hit them up.
That's what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rock, is there anything that you want to add into this?
I feel like it's important for people from our era to really be rapping because we can't just complain about what's going on or whether we, like, you got too many people complaining about what's going on in the game instead of just rapping. And I feel like, you know what I mean? Like if you can rap, really rap, you know what I mean? The OGs need to show instead of whatever. Show people how this shit is done. It's important because people be trying, you know, hip hop is the only industry where we don't celebrate our OGs. They push us out or whatever. So I feel like it's, you know, to have J.O. out here rapping like he's supposed to be rapping, you know, somebody like me out here rapping like I'm supposed to be rapping, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
That's important for the culture. We need that.
That's real shit. And the cold part about that is we do it to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no unity when it comes to this type of shit. And we really the only genre of music that does that. Because you see motherfuckers out here 80, 90 years old, still goddamn doing concerts, sold out shit.
Period. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we really the only ones that do our own people like that. Like you'll hear niggas, like old ass niggas, whoop-de-whoop niggas be on that bullshit. And some people don't. Some people pay homage and they really respect, you know, the people that's been there before them. And I respect those that respect us. Because that's how it works. It's a two-way street. You know what I mean? So I'm going to embrace those that embrace me, whatever generation it is. And I feel we'll get the same respect. And that's even happening with the features that I'm doing. It's a lot of young cats that's calling me out to do verses and do videos as well. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to know how to put the bullshit aside and know how to network and be dope for what you do and you won't have no fucking generation gap.
Right.
I think that's the big part of it. And you mentioned some of the new artists that you're working with, man. Who is J.O. feeling right now? Some of these new artists that's out there, and you know, some of these young guys, they really get money out here with this music. Who is some of the guys that you feeling?
Man, I like my boy Infant J Stone from All Money Is. You know what I mean? My boy Blue Rags, I just did a song with him, video coming out on January 1st called Dice Gang. We just did the video in Vegas and out in L.A. Man, I'm just happy to get it in. My boy Brian J got the song with me and Sugar Free. He doing his thing. Shout out to Pomona, Sugar Free, the whole C-Town, you know? And it's just, man, just like that. My little homie Bully 3 from my neighborhood out here in San Diego, he be putting his foot down too, so I'm looking forward to working with him. My homie KP2, you know, it's a couple cats.
You know, you J.O. Felony, knowing where you came from and knowing this, and then all of a sudden you mentioned the name Dragon, and that shows that diversity of you as an artist.
Shout out to Dragon, man. You know, we always respected each other, man. I know him way back when he was rolling with DMX and the Rough Riders. And it's good to see him doing his thing at a level we're doing it. He's really a dope MC. I was out there in L.A. and I heard that he was
at one of my boy's studio, my boy Frank Nitti out in Riverside. So, you know, I told the nigga don't leave, you know what I'm saying, I'm on my way. And I just came, popped up at the studio, and then, you know, like a week or two later, we ended up knocking out two joints.
That's crazy. That's dope.
Yeah, I got all the West Coast artists coming out. Razzcast, Crooked Eye, MC8, DJ Quick, you know, Zibit. Got all the bros coming out, man. It's going to be dope.
That's crazy. We just had an MC8 on the show.
That's what's up.
So shout out to MC8.
Yeah, you know what to do. MC8, Blue Stamp Official. And you peeped out right here.
Tough talk.
Yeah, you get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Cause I do talk tough and I do tough things.
Getting banned, I'ma stand where I wanna stand. And I got the K for the clan. That nigga was gay and he ran. Two fingers in the thumb, get that chin, oh Lord, when it land. Now I'm a nigga in the sand like I'm in Afghanistan. When the spirits of Harriet Knapp reach out their fucking hand. I'ma hold these crackers accountable and I'ma do all I can. This Crip, C-R-I-P, nigga, this me. And when it come to NH, you gon' have to mention SD. I got Compton in South Central, homie, bitches is on me. In the jungles with this dick, eating steak and macaroni. And I'm only a danger to those that oppose this decree. Nippin', no need no nickname. James Hattie, get you sleazy. But that nigga, the only bees I seize is Wallace. Got something to say to that? Our neighborhood swallow these. And now that I'm papered up, see, he will never know me. I'ma cheese a nigga up, the Swiss cheese a nigga for me. Knock him out, wake him up. See, he gon' know this 40's no marching around here. Let's show these niggas we spody.
The big bad wolf, y'all done locked up in the kennel. I keep to myself cause my Glock is judgmental. What? Voices in my head saying no good gonna sick them. These bitches hate my guts cause I used to try to pimp them. Back to the blade and kick rocks. Skip it. Don't forget your asses on the clinic. I'm all about my money like a rollie with no TikTok. Smacking on your bitch, got a leaping playing hopscotch. All I spit is crack. Now let the dope seep in. I came a long way from a hard-headed delinquent. And you can lose your life playing with my fucking team. Chase money, not rats. Boy, I'm all about the cream. Oh.
Kick the bitch out the whip for talking shit. No tolerance. I turn that bitch down like an Apollo switch. I'm a real nigga. Real niggas acknowledge it. That's why you hear neighborhood niggas rapping with Compton Crips. Ha, nigga, I'm from the soil. They overthrow countries and brought back oil. These niggas got soft. I brought back loyalty. Triple R, nigga, I'm rich, rolling with royalties. Youngest nigga in the hood with a low rider. I ain't never dropped the ball, I'm a globetrotter. And play ball like the 94 Griffey, nigga. I'm from rolling 60s if you don't fight you, Mickey.
I get off where I get mad at. I don't let him walk off. Hit him with them hot rocks. Leave him leaking with a cough. Them niggas misled you. Had you thinking we saw. Let 100 rounds go. It's murder when it's sound off. Pushing through the southeast. Gotta stay four nickeled up. Reminiscing. I used to be in the set. Pistoled up. Hit you up. Yeah, the chopper come to split you up. Somebody need to call the paramedics. Come and hit you up.
Sliding with my boogeyman. I Southside slithers. Really with the underbelly. I'm a grim nigga. Status off the Richter blood. I whoop with the best. I was taught by the best. Ocean View to South Crest. The young homies is good patroller, his squad, Sticks Gang. Y'all know the score when them brims come to gangbang. Party in the church tonight, shit gon' go crazy. Daily operation in the southeast, baby.
You better know when I say that, I mean that. You can catch me in the set with a team at.
And my team, the B team, hit them with the B sting. Underground ring kings, take off on them, bing bing.
You better know when I say that, I mean that. You can catch me in the set with a team at.
And my team, the B team, hit them with the B sting. Underground ring kings, take off on them, bing bing.
Set. Leave a nigga wet, he ain't got no respect. Had to bleed him with the check, made a mess. 4-4-5 slugs to the chest. G status, niggas still got love in the set. I came up with the rough record, niggas in the turf, made them hurt. That's when we used to kill Smurfs. Locked up, strapped up, jumping out the hearse. Used to run up on a nigga trying to put him in the dirt.
All strike, a veterano in the set. Still popping like a tech and I ain't stopped yet. Better ask about a nigga, my brimming high tech. The black one to tap one and get the tripping when you wet. Over bracking in your hood and bracking in mine. Get the checking all you niggas that ain't on the same time. Shout to Southside, Coleon and Big Slime. Much love from the fives and the nines.
You better know when I say that, I mean that. You can catch me in the set with a team at.
And my team, the B team, hit them with the B sting. Underground ring kings, take off on them, bing bing.
You better know when I say that, I mean that. You can catch me in the set with a team at.
And my team, the B team, hit them with the B sting. Underground ring kings, take off on them, bing bing.
Pop and watch, the BJ's known as a course. California raised up with Eastside Ways, cuz. Microphone blaze up with BX raise us. Cutting up like DOC with a formula. Rappers think they H.O.T., I'm just warming up. I'm the lyrical toe tagger, beat body bagger. I'm the lyrical toe tagger, beat body bagger. Dang. California raised up with east side waves, cuz microphone blaze up with BX razors, cutting up like DOC with a formula. Rappers think they HOT, I'm just warming up. Flamethrower, fire marshals know I'm a showstopper. Blue rag rocker, Nike white T-shocker, trolling that banger, shape-shifting imposter. Rag blue, turn your brains, rag goo, think pasta. I'm the lyrical toe tagger, beat body bagger, the midnight rambler, I'm the black Mick Jagger. It's a wrist rolling with me like dice. Blue and red flashing lights, don't swing open as vice. Cops swarming, shots off a gorman. Anonymous caller, somebody keep falling. It's no love, I'm a heartbreaker that throws slugs. The size of the shells, that have you moving like a snail, nigga. Watch the BJs known as the courts. Pop and watch the BJs known as the courts. Body yo Fetty, 115th and Mona. Funny side rapping the designer, Fendi Roma. Gunpowder aroma, homie, the semi holder. My head taps, leave you thoughtless or in a coma. Like the victim in the car crash. Survived from an airbag, you flew up on an accident. Using niggas' accents, I bar tap like maniacs. Taking Xanax, wipe your nose without a Kleenex. Who should I Kleenex? Made nigga, metaphorical grave digger. Fuck whips and chains, these labels are slave niggas. Captivate the crowd with the lyrical phrases. Why you mumbling choke, going through lyrical phases.
I'm fresh to death with the casket feel.
Lyrical exercising with the mass appeal. Phases.
I'm fresh to death with the casket feel.
Lyrical exercising with the mass appeal. Massive bills, stack racks off Cosby pills. I'm uplifting, my trenches like I body build. Don't get smurdered for this money, I need Bobby deal. Can't elevate, I'm in the building. Watch California, it's Fetty. Watch the BJs known as the courts. Pop and watch the BJs known as the courts. Pop and watch the BJs known as the courts. Pop and watch the BJs known as the courts.
Where you see yourself in the future, man? I mean, where you see this thing going for J.O. Felony, man? I mean, do you want to get on the executive side? You want to put out other artists? You know, what's the next evolution for J.O.?
Really, right now, I'm just looking forward to seeing the crowds again. You know what I'm saying? I'm really looking forward to putting out new artists, as well as the cannabis company and the film company that we have. So I got edibles, I got CBD oils, all kind of stuff that we're working on. And we teamed up, partnered up with a real good company to get everything, the brand, help brand and name. And, you know, doing what I do best, man. You know, just keep putting out music, man, rocking shows and helping those along the way, you know. So I definitely have a couple artists that I'm working with. My boy Blue Rag, you know what I mean? He's an up-and-coming artist out of Riverside. And, you know, just giving back, man, and being there and helping those that deserve it.
That's what's up. So it's been a while since we've had you on the air. You know what I mean? I know you've been out, you know, doing your thing, and you've been running around, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. I know you've been back and forth from New York to New York to Arizona. Then we seen you in Baltimore. Then we see you in New Jersey. Then you seen you. Where else did you go? Where else are you gone, man? What you been going on with you?
I did make it to Vegas at some point.
Oh, yeah, you did hit Vegas. That is true. That's right. See, I knew there was a motherfucking place I knew I was missing.
It was some Philly in there. Went to Philly.
But dang, man. San Diego. We just, man, we at the bottom of the map, man. You know what I'm saying? We right here by the border. So, you know, I don't know. I think he races against Mexicans or something, Rich. I don't know why he ain't come down here and mess with us. But I'm not gonna say that out loud, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna think that in my head.
Hey, but okay? We got that weather, though. You know what I mean? We had that weather that, you know, shit. But it is what it is.
I'm on my way, dude.
Yeah, you is. You know what I'm saying? January, we
I'm out there next month. We gotta set it up.
Yep. So what else has been going on with Rock, though? You know what I mean? Because it's been a while since you've been on the air with us. So for all our listeners and stuff like that, you know what I mean? What are some things that you've been working on?
I've been having some meetings about some more film type of things. I'm working on some more film, some more visual shit. You know what I mean? Because who knows? I mean, like, with or without the pandemic or whatever, shit was already going into a more visual phase. So I've been trying to, you know, I've been focusing on that for a while. But, you know, with us being locked in and all of that, and having restrictions on our movement, you know, I've started putting more attention into shit like that.
people do a lot of shopping online. I get, you know, I do sell shit online. So I've been trying to put more attention into, you know, getting the brand visually, like as far as clothing. Like I got some dope merch on the way. Also a clothing line, which is, you know, a lot of people don't know the difference or whatever, but you know, you'll see soon if you don't, you know what I mean? But, just a whole lot of, a whole host of shit. In addition to all of the albums that I've been working on, I've been making, you know, making progress on that as well.
Man, shout out to Sound Lounge, man. You know what I mean? The best
DJ Rec,
period.
Royal.
Murder.
You know, we got to shout them out. You know, this is Tough Talk Radio. Tough Talk Radio is sponsored by Sound Lounge. So if you're a producer or you're an MC or even a singer and your beats sound like this and you want them to sound like this, you already know what to do. Go to Sound Lounge. They're on IG. Hit them up. Sound Lounge SD. Hit them up right there. Royal DJ Rec at DJ Rec. Like I said, Sound Lounge, they're going to get you right.
Salute to my homeboy DJ Rec. Y'all was hiding him out from me. I didn't even know he was still on deck. I was just talking to y'all. Y'all ain't say nothing. But my homie was on deck. Still got banging. Salute, he made DJ Rec, to all of the listeners. He has already contributed to the Monster Monthly series that I've been jumping off on. One of the most important records I ever made in my life is produced by DJ Rec. It's called No More. You can go check that out and put it on all of the digital platforms. Also, he's also contributed to my M3 album, The Man, The Myth, The Monster. You know what I mean? And that's something. That's a special album right there. Not to say that the other ones aren't, but I'm saying I come to California. We can,
and we can really have a good time out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Making music and getting it how we used to. Now, you know, I can't be hanging out like I used to when I was in my
20s. Man, you couldn't hang out back
That's what I'm saying. So it's even worse now. I be telling my son, man, past 8:30, 9 o'clock, man, nigga can't keep his eyes open, man. That's just how it is. You understand? But for you, Rock, man.
He gonna push I'm gonna stay,
I was getting ready to say I stay up to 11, man. For you, we gonna push it all the way to the max, man. I'm gonna give you 11:30, buddy. You understand what I'm saying?
That's with a lot of caffeine.
Man, that's with a lot of, I was getting ready to say caffeine and cocaine, you know? Yeah, that's it.
You about to be high. So high. Yo,
it ain't gonna be nothing but boats and hoes out here when you get here. Period.
You know what I mean? All right, Rock. Well, you know what I mean? We ain't take no much time, but you know what I'm saying? It's always a blessing, fam. You know what I mean?
That's all good. Love y'all, man. I'll see y'all soon.
Back right, at you, man.
All right, y'all.
Peace. I think that is going to sum it up for the show. Is anything else you want to shout out?
Oh, man. I want y'all to tell y'all check me out on Instagram, J.O. Felly Music, and on Facebook. Watch out for my new projects coming out. And I got the hard copy CDs, man, for my joints. Y'all can order them on JOFelony.com. And much love to everybody that got my back, man. I'm having fun. And y'all stay alive and stay safe out there, man. And look out, look over your family and put God first, man.
Wall. I didn't mention. That's why I ain't had a break. can see these niggas mad cause they know I'm a bubble. I had to get it out the dirt like I work with a shovel. Been doing everything to get my mom and fam out the struggle. I really lost my little bro blood, you know that I love you. Got all papers and pushed this music, niggas know they in trouble. Got connections across the border and you know they don't tussle. Chop a nigga body up and put his ass in a duffel. Weenies acting like some dogs, they some motherfucking Frenchies. Gassing like a Hemi, I be smoking like a chimney. I'm the realest and the illest out here spitting niggas simply. How you mad I'm in a Honda? Wait until I'm in a Bentley. Popping out the dough, bitch, I'm gigging, I'm getting jiggy. Shout out to the dough from the families for fucking with me. I was on parole, sneaking out of town, it got risky. Barely see the beach hoodie cause I'm repping my city. Hell nah, I can't stop now. Riding with the top down. Got a tape coming city, waiting for the drop now. Know that I'm official, I was thugging, you was not round. Rumbles in the middle of the function, you was not found. We was active doing shit these niggas rap about. We was fighting cases, kept it solid, this ain't rap clout. It's real respect and you don't even know what that about. Act out, really, really tripping, don't get packed out. I'm getting on one day, that's what I believe. I grew up with the YGs, you was with the Yees. Why you acting like the plug flipping 10 a G? Took that boy a whole year just to flip a P. Bitch, I do it major, all these niggas low league. Asked about the dean, the whole southeast to speak for me. I'm a ball with my team like CP3. And my circle small like the hole in a DVD.
Suicide on the bike, no handlebar. 4/5 turn the blue like an avatar. Disgusting with the mind, smoking cigars. Tell a dude in a dress to pull a trigger. He was there when homicide was taking pictures. Rest in peace, his mom's gon' miss him. He was talking like he tough, but he a victim. Throw the guns in the sea, or we could switch him. Can't take the heat, stay out the damn kitchen. We playing chess out here, know your position. I'm a king, you a pawn, I shatter your jaw. So I stand firm on my platform. You only get what you ask for. Nigga get it cause you asked for it. Don't call, unless you got the cash for it.
Don't call, unless you got the cash for it.
All praises to Allah. I'm protected when I'm riding in the car. What you thought? We the mob. Got me screaming, alhamdulillah. Bring it back to that real rap. Bring it back to that real rap. Bring it back to that real rap. I'ma show you where it's real at.
I've been on a mad song before the virus. Whoa. My gun singing like Tyrus. Yeah. Table filled with kings and a couple pirates. And they won't run when they hear sirens. Just stay low, nigga, keep firing. My brain ain't wrapped tight, bad wiring. My soul lost and I'm trying to find it. Shit too fire cream, please rewind it. I'm not a careless one, I'm just criminal minded. Two Benz wagon with the jack behind it. These pull me over, they'll never find it. I'm a lobster amongst crab, gotta keep climbing. I'ma roll it through no tape, just perfect timing. Inshallah, keep the sun shining.
All praises to Allah. I'm protected when I'm riding in the car. What you thought, we the mob. Got me screaming, alhamdulillah. Bring it back to that real rap. Bring it back to that real rap. Bring it back to that real rap.
Yo, when I'm gone, I just want you to remember the guard. For next, the size of PlayStation memory cards. And the industry wouldn't be nothing without me. I don't know what it is, it's just something about me. When kids come down, watch you get thicker. I'ma still blow a pound with some bitches and liquor. And I know the feds licking them pigeons. So I hit the garage, switch cars and come out in a pickup. You should see me when I'm picking the chick up. I don't slip up, bounce the X5 like I'm driving with the hiccup. Damn, he had the nerve to go and Gucci to six. And he keep his block flooded like a movie release. Y'all go to the dealer when I go to the jeweler. And everybody got an R, so I rock a Frank Mueller. Ice in a leather band, dice in my better hand. 4, 5, 6 is the number that I roll. Bossier and Cranberry with my gun on the wall. Back to the club, she can get the guy in the club. Don't nobody act funny when I'm buying the bar. You ain't gotta have money, still buy you a scar. Go to jail, whoever running the block probably got kiss in they walk, man, with a f*** in the ops. And my nickname is Hundreds of Rocks. On my neck, on my arm, and the bank locked up in the box.
Sitting in the studio, trying to get to you, baby. I'm the f***ing dope girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, wish it was you in this booth that I could play with.
Yo, I'm a nickel bag, soul in the pop. I want in on it, the bullshit I'm on right now, I've been on it. Y'all know my steez, I spark tree up under palm trees. Feel the breeze and V's and expand the. I cop it straight from the bay. Tap dance on the A. Your people make a G at that. You ain't rich, you just okay. I take the stand under oath and lie. Before I snitch on my click, I'll fry. I watch time go by. I ain't the first parolee to catch it before it's rolly. After
after being on the street, left in the wig. Look, cats who know me know I'm up to no good. My fan base is spreading like HIV in the hood. Why smack a cat silly when I can squeeze the millie? A slugger split a ass worse than a Philly. I stayed with the heater, cut the D with Benita. My wifey kept acting up, so I had to leave her. Heard it when I left, but I knew I didn't need her. If it wasn't for my seed, I wouldn't even have to see it. She tried to front like she don't need me. She missed me, believe me. This that soap opera sh**. She watched too much TV.
Sitting in the studio, trying to get to you, baby. Long as f***ing dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. To tell the truth, but shit was you in this booth that I could play. Sitting in the studio, trying to get to you, baby.
Primo, yo, Exhibit, what up? Ain't fucking with us out here, my nigga.
All day, yeah. Since 1989, homie.
It's Mr. X to the motherfucking Z. MCA. Yeah. My nigga.
But nevertheless, you got the best.
Whether you like it or not, you gotta medicate. Pick your poison. My life is sick. It'll make you nauseous. How my glass house light up the strip. I'm flawless. Came a long way from crawling. Bitch, we ballin'. And my drive is derived from the city we live in. And the struggle we go through, that should never be written or ever put on a record. Niggas feeling entitled, but never put in the effort. Left hand on the Bible, the other one on my weapon. Now American Express is our only expression and our only direction. Trying to have these possessions. I'm a concrete investment in this time of recession. Bloomberg with the business, so the floor is progressive. That insurance for my life is that Smith & Wesson. Never approach my section. We the stand-up silverback alpha males. You a high-priced hooker with your ass for sale. Yeah.
But nevertheless, you got the best. But nevertheless, you got the best. But nevertheless, you got
blue staff. Get him, get him, get him. Yeah, round, get him. Get up. Whether you like it or not, you gotta blame it on the fucking alcohol. Niggas is with the business, we ain't running from y'all. I'm a 4-5, light up the club with shots. Tell music to drive by, shut down some spots. And my pride do a job for the city I claim. Never speak it in vain, Compton and names. No snitches included, neighborhood recruited. Me and my bitch ride on deck, she shoot it. Hard lick I swallow, so I still in the mix. You ain't promised them all, so whatever you fix. Break bread for protection. Neighborhood infection, bullets no name, any nigga direction. One time when the front line they gon' shoot. They while gon' I'm tryna have me a sip, damn, pick up some loot. Nowadays, loot. Motherfuckers think life is easy. You all know who I know. Motherfuckers is greedy.
But nevertheless, you got the
blue
best.
Staff, get 'em.
But nevertheless, you got the best.
Get him. 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 Get